Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
All right. Everybody was kung fu fighting.
They were.
What
a great song.
Yes, it was.
What a great song that was.
There's a lot of gems from those times. Hey, what are we talking about? Who is this? Oh, my God. This is the Radio St. Pete exclusive indie circuit.
Damn.
Starring
Dr. Morbius.
From Parts Unknown.
And you.
Featuring Mao from Parts Known, I guess.
And special guest star.
Nobody.
Oh. Okay.
Special guest star, my invisible friend. Hey,
yeah.
Next week we might have a special guest.
Yeah, we may have a special
guest.
That'd
be cool, man.
Depend on if they get here in time.
If Joust breaks free and rides that ostrich.
Yes.
The flying ostrich from the 80s, to hear?
Yeah, the flying ostrich.
That'd be so great. Yeah.
Isn't that a band, the flying ostrich from the 80s? If it's not, it should be.
It should be, you're right.
And you've got new bands today.
I got a new band, man. I'm excited.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
We'll be playing them.
Also excited that the Lightning are in the...
Oh, yeah!
The Lightning made it to the finals, man. Stanley Cup.
Even better, they beat the New York Rangers in the seventh game, man.
Coming down to the wire.
And that was like, apparently, like the Rangers never lose game seven in the playoffs.
Wah,
was like a big deal.
Tampa Bay.
Yeah, that is something good to look forward to. I'm going to actually watch the Stanley Cup this year. I hardly ever do that.
I won't because I'm the kiss of death. If I watch something, my team loses, so I won't watch it to help out.
Does that help out the team?
I'm going to take one for the area, you know.
Sometimes I feel that way, but then, you know, sometimes it's like, well, I'm not at 100% into it, you know, so I guess I could watch it. That would be awesome, though, to have those guys, because they're like,
well,
they're not expected to get there. I mean, people were, they were rated highly, but I don't think they were expected to get to the Stanley Cup.
Well,
so
the scrappy team that couldn't.
The scrappy team that could, the little engine that could.
Nice.
Kind of like our podcast, a little podcast that could.
We could. We did, and we are.
Yeah.
Awesome? Yeah.
And stuff like that.
Sure, why not?
Music?
Yes, that's a good idea. Here is some of that.
Time to go home now, little doggies. Nothing for you in this truck. No food. Dogs, I want you to go home.
Get off my bumper! Come on!
So Beat up, sonic, and sound. to the weight ratios. A 5-ounce bird could not carry a 1-pound coconut.
While parked on a lonely country road on March 3rd, 1946, Samuel Fuller, age 24, and Linda Mae Jenkins, 19, were attacked by a man wearing a white hood over his head. They were dragged from their car and beaten, but both survived. Then on March 24th, 1946, he struck again. This time, his victims were found dead. Only 21 days later, April 14th, 1946, he killed Roy Allen, 17, and Peggy Loomis, only 15, in a city park. Yet he was to strike again and again. He was called the Phantom Killer. Now, 30 years later, most believe he still walks the streets of Texarkana, Arkansas. Charles B. Pierce brings to the giant screen one of the most incredible true stories ever filmed, The Town That Dreaded Sundown, starring Academy Award winner Ben Johnson from American International Pictures. The Town That Dreaded Sundown, rated R.
All right, that was the new band just premiered right now, The Real Gone Tones from Warsaw, Poland.
Nice.
How cool is that?
Far away.
Found them on Facebook and friended them and talked to them, and they said, sure, play our stuff. And I was like, thank you very much. That was Feed Me, Inc., So Cool, and Witching in the Kitchen. Very good stuff. Oh, I should pull up their email they sent me so I can give you all the info. The Real God and Tones, they were created in 2011. They just did the first album was cut in a recorded in Lightning Records in Berlin, Germany. Lightning Records, uh-oh. And then they're currently working on their second album. We have Marla Marvel as the lead singer. Domino Kid is lead guitar. Little Jim is double bass. Boppin' Bob is drums. And recently added Simon Paco Nunez as the second vocal and the harmonica. So make sure you check them out on where else but Facebook. The Real Gone Tones, Warsaw, Poland. They are rocking. The times, they are changing.
Didn't some guy say that in the 60s?
Yeah, possibly. I read an article. This is something different than what we were talking about off air. And this is one thing, maybe I'm doing it too much, where I'm like starting to like really key in on generations and marketing and the way of how media is going, changing, you know. And you know how if you keep like learning about something, you kind of keep twisting your brain a little bit. So I don't know. I got to be careful with that. But I did read an article where it was like the top 15 jobs that are going to go away due to automation.
What are they?
Remember all of them. Yeah, like
food, like McDonald's or whatever.
Well, that's the biggest one because they're like, okay, you want that raise? Well, we're past the tipping point. We're done now. And they showed like there's all these McDonald's that are the trial ones, but there's going to be where it's the same as like, you know, like if you go to Walmart, you check yourself out. Same thing, except you put it on your order.
Well, there was a McDonald's here. We walked in, King Don and I walked in, and when we walked in, the guy was showing us how to use the automated
kiosk
machine. But it wasn't easy to use, by the way. They think it's easy. You think it's easy, but it's not. And then after you pick your meal, you still have to like put the money in the thing, and then somebody's got to serve it to you.
Right. Well, they're automating French fries. They're automating stuff. Like, there's a lot of things that going forward will be done a lot cheaper, easier, and more precise when humans aren't involved in it anymore.
And then after that, the robots are going to take over?
Well, what was that? Yeah, because I was talking to Promi about that, and he's like, there is a thing called the theory is called singularity.
Yeah, singularity, that's it. That's
where computers start programming themselves because they're smarter.
Yes.
And they are. And at some point, we kind of become obsolete. Now, they're not going to rise up and be Skynet, but we stop mattering as much as they do.
but the thing about computers is the things about computers, we still have to program and we still can screw them up.
Yeah, but at Singularity, we wouldn't be programming them anymore.
Yeah, but I think we can still screw them up because we're so screwed up
when I picked up those guns, they were like, watch out for the robot revolution or whatever like that. I was like, look, man, if I spill a cup of coffee on a computer, it stops working. I'm not too scared about it. Like,
yeah.
I wouldn't be. I'd just spray them with water, and they don't work right anymore. Unless they smart.
So what happens if you go into a McDonald's and the robot like not gives you some?
If they're on strike.
No. If the robot gives you like some coffee that's too hot and you burn yourself, do you sue McDonald's? Is the robot?
No, the robot. Called? They actually have like a little robot that comes out and goes, ha 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 ha, and points at you. You know. Yep.
Oh, jeez. Does it look like the robot from like the
Simpsons.
Jetsons?
No, the Simpsons.
The Simpsons robot.
It's called the Nelson, and it just comes out, ha 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 ha.
Oh, that's not good.
No, I think we will be surprised at some of the stuff that does go away. You know?
Really, you think...
Now, and I'm not doom and gloom in this. I mean,
yeah,
honestly...
you're bringing me down, man.
Some stuff, like, will be... it's just going to be replaced.
Do you think... okay, here you go. Do you think print media is going to be replaced, like comic books and magazines and all that?
Yes.
Because to me, it's like, it doesn't make any sense because I'm not in front of my computer screen and my phone like that much of the time that I want to do everything on there.
Everything's trending towards phones. Print... I mean,
but who is the master of the trend? Who controls the trend?
The generation that they love.
Yeah, but I'm saying
because I'll tell you what, they are in. Everyone in the world is in love with millennials. They're skipping directly over my generation, the Gen X's.
Yeah. Well,
so baby boomers are kind of, their buying power is going away. They're pretending we don't even exist. We're not even alive. They're going right to the bigger market, and it's a very odd. That's a very odd generation. As far as some of the stuff, the way they respond to stuff.
Yeah, but what I'm like arguing about is there's got to be somebody that says, well, this is the trend, and I say it is.
Oh, you like know, who's controlling
it? Who is the master of the trend, you know?
The dollar.
I don't think so. I think somebody is behind the dollar, is trying to control
China.
Well, I don't know. About I don't know. I think they got enough problems.
Well,
I
do think like
I'm concerned with polling, with people who take polls.
Oh yeah.
And
yeah.
Like and charts and graphs, and I'm concerned with how
accurate
they are. You know what I mean? I think if it's because it's still a human being doing it.
They're
shaping
perceptions.
They're shaping perceptions.
And I get that. Everyone knows. Statistics can say whatever you want them to say, you know.
But you know, of everything that goes away, you know what there's still plenty of in this town, especially here? Video stores, but not nice video stores. The video stores that have three X's in front of them. That crap doesn't go away for some reason. Until the sex bots come into play.
Then you can say goodbye to those because it's going to be sex bot emporiums. All right, here's some music while you mull over that. Concept.
Yes, let's mull over it.
Like a glove. Oh my God.
crash your way, but that girl's line, making you look well on your hand. Have a soul time, rushing your head, go to me, play the suit and turn into your mask. I left her, she's running through my mind, mind, you heard I sure will listen to tell you, when it's all good. What I did to a love so tired of this trouble. Call to me, play it soon to your needles if I left out, see why they go out. My mind, the whole answer.
Yeah, I called her up. She gave me a bunch of crap about me not listening to her enough or something. I don't know. I wasn't really paying attention.
Hey, all you out there in listener land. Mao here. Want to make a difference in the world? Want to make the world a better place? Well, you can. And it's easy. Go to projectpinball.org. It's a charity organization placing pinball machines where they're needed most. In the life of a little child that's in a hospital. And they need some help. They need us to help them, give them a little bit of funding, give some donations, you know, sign up for some of their raffles. There's a lot of exciting things to do, ways to give back to the community. I'm asking you out there listening right now, go to projectpinball.org or look them up on Facebook. Everything's on Facebook, right? Of course it is. So go there, donate, help spread the love and the joy of a pinball machine to a little kid in a hospital. What could be better? Not much. All right. Thanks, everyone. Go donate today. You'll feel better. Kids will feel better. Everyone's better. It's win, 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 win. Or something like that, right? Right.
Son, a woman is a lot like a refrigerator. They're about 6 feet tall, 300 pounds. They make ice and... Wait a minute. Actually, a woman is more like a beer. They smell good. They look good. You'd step over your own mother just to get one. But you can't stop at one. You want to drink another woman. So I says, yeah, if you want that money, come and find it, because I don't know where it is, you baloney. You make me want a wretch.
All right, that was our friends from Japan, the Stompin' Riff Raffs. Although I shouldn't say our friends. There's lots of... I have a lot of Japanese bands. That's one of them. I played You Shake Me, 99 Chicks, and Horror Show.
Is this a rockabilly episode of our show?
Sure, why not?
Why not? Why the hell not?
And then, of course, I dropped in our Project Pinball bumper, which I would behoove you to check out. Give a little bit of money. It makes a big difference. You know.
Yeah, do bees have hooves?
Sure.
I thought horses had hooves. But bees do too.
A horse of horses, a course of horse.
That's a weird show. I watch that every once in a while on one of these retro channels. That's a strange show. Mr. Ed, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
That's a very weird show. They came out with some weird shows back in the old days.
Well, I can't remember the theme song for that correctly, though.
You're just saying it.
Yeah, but not the whole thing. That's all I remember. I can't even remember how it went.
Yeah, well, I can find it online, but we can't play it.
Ruh-roh, yeah. Well, we still would. Doesn't really matter.
Okay.
So, we were talking a little bit about what's going to be automated, what wasn't, who knows.
Our show will be automated by bots one day.
HumorBot 7000
the
presents...
The Malbot and the Morbibot.
Good. We can take a break, man.
You know, Gold Member, I don't think that's something one dude should say to another dude.
Yeah, a little creepy.
Come on the most fantastic and terrifying journey of your life. 4,000 miles into the center of the Earth, to a world within our world, at the Earth's core. Now, American International Pictures hurls you at supersonic speeds with Doug McClure and Peter Cushing to a world peopled by creatures beyond your wildest nightmares. The Mosops, whose fiery breath withers trees and plants. The vicious Mehars, bird women who feed on human flesh. The giant Baz, lizard-like behemoths with poison fangs. The cruel Sagoths, animal-faced soldiers of Pellucidar, ruled by the Princess Dia, whose seductive beauty can drive men mad. Come on the most incredible voyage ever dared by man. Edgar Rice Burroughs, At the Earth's Core. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Give me some sugar, baby. Stay back, I got a chainsaw.
Uh-oh.
That was Petty Buca. I played the CD. It's called Dancing with Petty Buca. I played Nel Blue Di Pinto Di Blue. Shojoji, The Hungry Raccoon, and Petty Buca Lou.
Oh, those Japanese bands you love so much.
They love to hurt me, and I love it. That's good stuff. They're a really interesting band. They have a lot of fun stuff out there.
Is the rest of the world, like, giving us back what we started in the 50s and 40s? I mean, the Beatles did it in the 60s. Everybody just, like, taking the old music and kind of, like,
put
revamping
their spin
it
on
for
it.
Us?
Yeah, why not? Yeah, and we're eating it up, you know.
I guess some people are. I don't know about everybody, but, you know, music is a weird thing these days anyway. It makes no sense to me, kind of like the rest of the world, you know.
Yeah, but isn't that funny how things just kind of don't make sense anymore?
Does that mean I'm getting old, or does that mean that I'm just getting wiser or whatever? I don't know, or a little something in between.
That's interesting, because I always kind of think of, oh, back when I was in my 20s, that was really crazy, and I didn't really understand. Then, like, a little bit. That was when I was in my 30s. That was really stupid and didn't understand. So I know, like, when I'm in my 50s, I'll be like, that was when I was in my 40s. I really didn't get it back then. Like, I think I just keep thinking I was dumb until I'm dead. And then I will.
And in the future, a robot's going to be playing the music, too?
Yes.
So it's all going to be, we're just going to be sitting there and letting the robots play the music, make our
burgers.
I
would say, did you ever see WALL-E? But you never watched those movies, which...
None, I never saw WALL-E.
WALL-E's a good movie. I like it a lot.
I remember WALL-E Gator. That was a cartoon from the 60s.
Oh, I remember.
You remember? Don't you remember WALL-E Gator?
A little bit. It wasn't on regular rotation.
It wasn't your time.
But, yeah. But I remembered seeing it a little bit here and there. But yeah.
No, I never see the movie
WALL-E. I assume that it's going to be kind of like the humans from WALL-E, where we just sit in chairs and become globs of yuck.
I hope not.
All right, and yes. We're back. Home stretch. This show goes so fast.
The grand finale.
Yeah, well, not so fast. We still have some time together, all you out there in listener land. But yeah, I don't know. Well, it's always very intriguing to kind of think of, like, what will be, what is the future? Where is it going? You know, because you had brought up...
The future is where you're going to spend the rest of your life.
The future. Like, because you brought up, you know, will there be print? No, but yes. Like, some things you'd think would be print.
Sure.
Like you said, there's always...
People are always buying books.
You would think so. Or there's always going to be comic books, you know. But a lot of stuff does become digital, you know. I never thought the coupon offers would transition from a physical thing to a thing on a phone that you show to a person, or you scan underneath the laser and it goes, beep, got you 20%.
I mean, maybe it's because, like, I'm like, you know, whatever. But I have rarely, I should say, gone to a store and seen that in action. Honestly, I've never gone to a store and seen somebody beeping their phone to get a discount. Yeah.
I've seen it some places, and I've done it
I see it rarely. I've done it a couple of times. Back in the old days, when Borders was, like, towards the end of their run, I saw it a couple of times, but it seems like it's a hipster thing more than anything. I mean, I could be wrong. I don't know.
But I don't know about, like what about, you know, music and movies? It seems like it's just streaming now.
It seems like if a vinyl's coming back.
And that's what you never know. You never know where it's going to go. You never know if something would come back. But, I mean, do you think there's going to be DVDs in 10 years? I don't...
You know, they may go away and come back again. Cassettes are supposedly coming back. That seems odd to me.
Yeah,
but,
yuck, no. No, cassettes, there's a reason those went away, okay?
There's a good reason.
You can think you're cool with your hipster Pabst Blue Ribbon and your cassette player.
Did Pabst Blue Ribbon come back?
That's what hipsters drink.
Is it really?
Yeah, if you see those guys with those beards. Like
those long beards,
like,
and the short hair.
Like the 1920s, like, prize fighter look.
The whatever brothers cough drops or whatever.
Yeah. Okay. If you see that guy, he drinks Pabst Blue Ribbon. He probably has a tape player, but...
Like, does he have an 8-track, though?
No. That's one of the things that's people... I can see why vinyl came back, because if you care for a vinyl
record...
It's
a collectible thing.
Well, no, but if you care for a vinyl record, it sounds as good as the day you bought it.
Sure. Except for scratch.
Well, that's what I said, if you care for it. But cassettes are not like that. The reason CDs were so big was cassettes let you jump... I mean, CDs let you jump from song to song.
And there's a recording aspect.
You could leave them in your car and not have a goop of stretched out stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
Well, cassettes would melt, though, but you have, they're not as bad as vinyl. Wow.
No, that's what I'm saying, though. Cassettes, if you leave them in your car, they just go...
Well, vinyl's the same thing, too. If you leave them in your car, they'll like be like in a really interesting shape.
I never had a car record player. I know they made them.
No, though. But if you leave them in the car, like in the trunk of your car, I know, or you're dragging or you're taking them home... Yeah. You know, there were in the early 60s, there were car 45 players.
I've seen
there
them.
Were.
And like some of those hot rod shows, there's people that have them. They still have them. They still use them. I would do that. I've heard they're actually pretty accurate. They're not so bad.
But don't they skip a little when you take a bump or
well,
something?
Well, you're talking about the cars they were in were like a 57 Cadillac, which that's was basically too. A house, you know, that's on wheels. Too. So you'd have to hit like a cliff for it to jump, you know.
Yeah, no, but cassettes apparently held up better in northern climes when it was a little cooler.
Yeah, yuck.
Down here, not so much.
Down, reality is yuck. Yeah. Now, all right, well, here's some music. We'll be right back.
What was it we had for dinner tonight?
Well, we had a choice, steak, fish.
Yes, yes, I remember I had lasagna.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
All right, that was 8-Bit Weapon. I played Bits with Byte, Closer, and Chip on Your Shoulder.
Is that music played by robots?
Yes.
Not really.
No, not really.
But it sounds like it.
Sure does. Isn't that awesome? And I almost forgot to play, hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world sound bit? But then I remembered I saved the show.
And everybody will love you for that.
Yes, they will.
They will.
That and they should.
And they should. Oh, man. Yeah, well, now that we brought everybody down with all robotic stuff, it's the end of the show.
It's okay, though.
Can you add a little happiness to the end, maybe, or something?
There is. We'll be back next week.
Ah, that's right.
In our flesh and blood form. My name is Mal, with me as always,
Dr. Morbius.
This has been the Radio St. Pete exclusive indie circuit. And check us out next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.